I correctly guessed Joe Cocker for this song. Welcome back. Hour number three. Appreciate Stefania Bell. She's fantastic. ESPN. And I think the key part there is what you see is what you get. And just unbelievable how prepared she is every single week through all that. Our great friends at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. If you have bad hair like me or gray hair like Will Clinton, they can take care of you. And these good folks doing an amazing job. roostersmgc.com. Get your hair cut like a man. Take your son over there and do that. If you got a big Christmas party coming up, got any big dates coming up over there, Will? You know, you're a single man. You're one of the few single people here at the station?
Yeah, 12/24 and 12/25.
Oh, big dates coming up. Get it cut. The gentleman's cut. I love the fact they do a special price for active duty military, police, fire, and EMS. Head shaves and neck shaves and even some guys, even things guys don't want to talk about. Camouflaging and coloring. They'll do it all. Beard, neck trims, they do it all for you. Roosters MGC, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road over in Greenville. Big news day for Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We are good. Pieces starting to come together with South Carolina staff, and again, that will mean to the next step of player retention and who they go out and get the next step after that. And we can back up and talk a little recruiting class if you'd like. Give me an idea, though, the Kendall Briles hire, which will be announced, I guess, today. Overall thoughts on it, how it broke down, anything we need to know about the Briles hire?
I think it's a home run. You know, I think that he brings a lot of the things to the table that South Carolina needs in an offensive coordinator. You know, they need to run an up-to-date scheme, you know, one that can allow them to have success through the air and on the ground. And I think he's, you know, really a very strong candidate to do that for them. I think he's someone Shane Beamer should have considered hiring previously, but for whatever reason did not want to go down that, you know, air raid type scheme and wanted to stick with the pro style system. But I think, you know, Briles has an opportunity to completely turn South Carolina's offense around. And, you know, assuming Lenore Sellers is back for South Carolina, I think he's the type of quarterback coach and runs the type of scheme that would be a great fit for Sellers and his skill set. And he would have a chance to have a much better season next year than he did this year.
I've said this earlier, and feel free to either agree or minimize my comments or maximize it here when I say this. But I think the main thing I get from it is an identity. And that's something that Will Muschamp never truly grasped on offense, and it's something that Beamer so far has not truly grasped on offense. I think for the first time I could say I know what South Carolina wants to do offensively. How fair or unfair is that?
I think it's a very fair statement. And, you know, even though – you know, under all of the coordinators from Satterfield to Loggins to Shula, you know, supposedly South Carolina was running a quote-unquote pro-style offense. There really was not an identity to it. You know, it was just an amalgamation of plays and you know, a running game that was the type of running game those guys had used at the NFL level. But, you know, it just... It never felt like a real system. It never felt like, you know, they were running plays to set up other plays, where they were one, two, three steps ahead and had the defense off balance. It just felt like far too often, especially when things were not going particularly well offensively, it just felt like they were throwing plays at the wall and let's see if this works. If that doesn't work, let's try this. Whereas everywhere Kendall Briles has been, you know, it's not hard to see what he's trying to do. And when he finds a weakness, you know, much like Steve Spurrier used to do, when he finds a weakness, he continues to go at it and try to take advantage of that weakness in the defense until they adjust. And once they adjust, he's got something else ready to go the other direction and keep them guessing on what might be coming next. I just think that's such a big part of having success offensively is not being predictable, but having you know, option A, B, and C, depending on what the defense does, and having a quarterback out there who thinks the same way as the coordinator and can see what he sees and have everyone on the same page and be able to attack a defense and set the tone and you know, not, you know, always feel like they're trying to find something that might work.
Now, two other openings. Since we last talked, you make a change at running backs, Coach. Two other openings. Will Bryles have a say? Other guys coming with him? Other guys he worked for in the past? What's the strategy here with the two remaining hires?
I would think so. I mean, we were told this morning, actually, that Beamer has offered the running backs coach job to a candidate. It's not believed to be Jimmy Smith, who is a South Carolina native and TCU's running backs coach right now with Kendall Bryles. So we're working to confirm exactly who that might be. We have a pretty good idea, but we're trying to confirm that before we report anything further. So it sounds like that could be coming together pretty quickly as well. And then, you know, right now Sean Elliott is still technically the offensive line coach, but could move back to tight ends coach if Beamer and Bryles want to go in a different direction for their offensive line coach. I think that's one of the things they're trying to sort through now is what makes the most sense there. But Elliott wants to remain on staff at South Carolina and, you know, wants to stay in Columbia, you know, as long as the scenario makes sense for everybody. So, so whether he hires a tight ends coach or an offensive line coach, we'll see how that plays out. And then, you know, Mike Furry is the other offensive assistant still on staff as the wide receivers coach. You know, he has been in the mix to some degree for the Coastal job, but is not expected to be the choice, we don't think. And so, you know, we'll see if he remains on staff as well. I think a lot of people within the program want to see him stay on staff. But he and Bryles don't have a previous relationship that I'm aware of, and so we'll see how the pieces fall there.
Portal stuff now. More names going out than coming in just because the portal hadn't really started yet there. We just know guys leaving. Willis, Hardy, Sharp, some guys leaving. Any thoughts about that, where they are as far as losing players? Really hadn't lost anybody, I'd say, is crucial as of yet. And then the second part of it is, would have thought about some of the big name guys with NFL or transfer portal decisions still to be made.
Yeah, I don't think they've lost anybody that was unexpected at this point. You know, Nick Sharp did start a few games for him this year, but started at a left guard position that, you know, really struggled for a lot of the season. The center, left guard, left tackle, those three spots were really the weak points of the offensive line this year. And, you know, it's not a surprise that Sharp left. Willis has been around the program for a while and never found his footing as a starter. You know, he played some as a backup, played some this year, and made some plays here or there, but, you know, was not a guy that they were counting on heavily next season. So as far as the big-name guys, you know, I think things are looking positive with Dick Harbor. I think the North Sellers has indicated South Carolina is where he wants to be, but was waiting to see who the offensive coordinator is. I can't imagine he would not be happy with Kendall Bryles. I would think he believes he's a really good fit in what Bryles would want to do at South Carolina, and you know, how that would translate to helping Lenore Sellers prepare for an NFL career. And, you know, Dylan Stewart, we've heard positive returns there as well, that South Carolina is where he wants to be. You know, he was vital in helping persuade Josh Smith to flip from Michigan to South Carolina on signing day. And, you know, I think those two would like to play together next year and feel pretty good about where things stand there. So, you know, I can't rule out the possibility that, you know, there could be a player or two that the staff doesn't want to lose who ends up leaving. It's always a possibility. But I think from a general standpoint, I think Beamer feels pretty good about the meetings he's had with the players since the season ended, and thinks he's in a good position to keep the vast majority of the ones they want to keep in the program. And then they plan to hit the portal really hard to try to rebuild the offensive line and supplement the positions that need infusions of talent next year.
Texture wants to know about the quarterback room, a pretty crowded room right now with some big-name guys. And also he mentions, you know, the NIL stuff, because you don't want to get too deep with second, third team quarterbacks and all that. But what can you tell us about what that room could look like here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, you know, you can't rule anything out as far as someone like, Aaron Nolan or Cutter Woods potentially leaving if they had the right opportunity, but I haven't heard anything to indicate either one of them is looking to leave. Assuming Lenore Sellers returns next season, it would likely be his last year, you would think, if he has the kind of year you would expect him to have under Kendall Briles. Landon Duckworth stuck with South Carolina after LSU tried to turn him leading up to signing day. He's a guy that just the way his recruiting went and, some of the comments he's made, who knows how his career will play out. I could see him playing at South Carolina for 3 or 4 years. I could see him never playing at South Carolina and leaving after one. You just don't know with a guy like him. I think a lot will just depend on where he is on the depth chart and how quickly he believes he could compete for a starting position, how he feels like he compares to the other guys on the roster. But I would think all of the quarterbacks would be excited about Briles, having the opportunity to learn from him, having the opportunity to play within his system. And I think it would only make them better quarterbacks. And, whether they end up staying at South Carolina their entire careers or eventually transferring to play somewhere else, I think having a year or two under Briles to learn from him and soak up all the knowledge he brings to the table and learn his system would only make them better players going forward.
Final question for you. Shane Beamer, charged with an awful lot at the end of a disappointing season, but checklist-wise, make some changes on your staff. You got to say that. You got to say, keep the signing class pretty much in order, and that happened, and now – with the hires and with maybe some portal guys, keeping those key portal guys around. Next step, I guess, is right by thinking you got to go out and rebuild in the portal there. But for the most part, checklist, at least in the off season, for on paper at least, looks like he's kind of done a good job of holding the thing together.
Yeah, and by the way, I said Josh Smith earlier. I meant Julian Walker from Dutch Fork on the player that Dylan Stewart helped flip, but. I would agree with you. We laid out in multiple articles what Beamer needed to do to be successful if he comes back, and I think so far he's like you said, he's hitting the checklist. He appears to be keeping the core of the roster together. He appears to be hiring a home run guy as offensive coordinator, making some of the changes needed to the offensive staff. He's it looks like they're gearing up to really hit the portal very hard, and they, obviously I can't gauge whether they're going to have success there or not, but it sounds like they have a good plan and are getting organized and are going to be ready to hit the ground running once the portal does open, and they have a very good idea of the type of players they need, where they need the most help, how they can rebuild the offensive line, which was such a weakness this year, rebuild the offense as a whole, and then continue to get better on defense. And they have a lot of pieces coming back on defense if they get guys like Brandon Cisse and Jalen Kilgore and Judge Collier, some of the guys who are potential NFL candidates but who have eligibility remaining. If they can get the majority of those guys to come back or all of them to come back, I think their defense has a chance to be pretty good next year. And if they can rebuild the offense and become a much more competent group on that side of the ball and pair it with a good defense, then I think they have a chance to win more games and you know, just be a better overall football team next year. And Beamer has a chance to change the narrative and change the trajectory of the program under that scenario.
Final one, Texas wants to know, Clayton White at Coastal. Clayton White being mentioned at Tennessee now as Banks has gone. Anything to those? I know it's very early for both of those, or especially the Tennessee deal there, but at this point in time, any news, any thoughts here?
I don't think Coastal's going to happen. I don't think they can pay him enough for it to make sense. You know, they could get close with incentives and some other things, but from what I was told when I checked on that, when he first started getting mentioned with Coastal, it didn't sound like that was a likely possibility, nor did it sound like it was the kind of job he was hoping to get as a head coach. I think he's looking more like an NC State, you know, those type jobs are the ones that he would leave South Carolina for if he got the opportunity. Don't really know much on Tennessee. You know, I can't rule out the possibility of them making some ridiculous financial offer to him and you know, him it being too good for him to pass up. But I don't think that's the move he's looking to make. I don't know that he would gain a whole lot by going to Tennessee versus what he already has at South Carolina, you know, moving his family and uprooting everybody just to go for another defensive coordinator job. I don't think that's what he's looking to do either. I think he wants to be a head coach, but he wants it to be the right opportunity and a situation that where he believes he could have success and but also compete against, you know, some of the best teams in football. So I'd be surprised if he left for either of those jobs, but you know, in today's college football world, you never say never.
No doubt. Tell me what's coming up. Obviously, a very important time in South Carolina football and a very important time to subscribe right here in the Christmas season. Be a good gift to give a Gamecock fan.
Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly a lot of great content on the site right now, and there's only going to be more of it as Shane Beamer fills out the staff and hires more players. We're going to be on top of that. We're also going to be, you know, tracking closely to as some of the names like we just talked about, Nick Harbor, Lenore Sellers, Dylan Stewart, all those kind of guys make their decisions on, you know, transfer portal or staying in South Carolina. And then, of course, once portal season starts next month, we'll be all over, you know, which players they're targeting and who they're bringing in and, you know, who they might lose. So going to be a very busy time on the site. So if you're not a member yourself, join. If you have a Gamecock fan in your life who wants that kind of information, like you said, it'd be a great gift. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today or give the gift for Christmas.
Bunch of personnel things to talk about next week. I'm sure a lot of things will happen. Tony, I can't wait to visit with you next Tuesday. Have a great week. I always appreciate it. We'll talk to you then.
Sounds great. Thanks, Biggie.
Thank you. Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. Hey, quickly, I have to tell you about my great friends at Patterson Tax Service. Again, when Russell says the reason that the only reason why people have not signed up for this wellness program for the Big Beautiful Bill and saving this kind of money is that they think it's too good to be true. He goes, but this is not too good to be true. This is true. If you're a small business owner, make one phone call to Patterson Tax Service right now and see about how the Big Beautiful Bill can save your money, save your company tons of money, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and how so many of his clients are doing this right now. Get with Russell Patterson, 864-859-8289. This is something that he just says, again, a lot of times it's too good to be true, but this one is true. Save yourself money. It's not a gimmick. This is not a. This is him saving you thousands of dollars potentially in your business right now. 864-859-8289 to Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Much more on the other side after this.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive across from Krispy Kreme and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and, of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123, Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
And this is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Real estate, and I know you see like water damage sometimes. I know you have inspections and all this kind of stuff. But one thing that happens in real estate. A good friend of mine, Nick, is selling his house in Charlotte and he's moving to Raleigh. Okay, he says that he comes home from Raleigh one weekend and his house is flooded, right? And then he says, "Oh my gosh!" And it's coming from the upstairs, by the way. He's got like all three levels of his house. And then he gets a phone call from his realtor in North Carolina, the house that he just bought. It had leaks as well, and like it had major damage. You know, you see this all the time. And I didn't, like, at my house, we've been very fortunate. Like, I don't see this. But this happens. Now, in my family, my sister had the big mold issue in a bathroom. And she had to have surgeries, basically. Like, it's a big health scare. That's why I was so glad to hear from Justin and Stan and all the great folks at All Dry. I knew these guys before. These are friends before. But I didn't realize how big their business is. I knew there's some national big box companies out there, and I knew that probably the things that were going to go wrong with them would continue to go wrong, and like you see that. Folks, let me tell you, All Dry and their services are simply amazing. These are local people. This is Clemson graduate owned, and when you talk about their people, it's awesome. It's going to be done fast, reliable. Don't mess around with mold. If you even think this, free estimates that can come in and give you an idea of what's going on in your home or your business. And when disaster strikes, these are the people to know. And so complete mold inspection, removal, and prevention services, big stuff there. And these are folks that are going to do it and do it right for you. I mentioned this the other day. These guys fit right into what this show is about, like what our advertisers on the show are about. Only 5-star reviews. That's it. And that's hard because, like, you always got, like, one Scrooge, right? You got one Eeyore. So, well, this is a 4, 4.5-star. No, only 5-star reviews. So when it comes to water damage restoration, when it comes to mold removal and those kind of things, these guys doing a great job of. Remember, I love the slogan, water waits on no one. They'll be there within minutes of your phone call. So easy to remember, good folks, myalldry.com, in case you're in the car and you need to see it, myalldry.com. Call Stan directly today. You're not going to get any kind of dispatcher type thing. You can call here, local number, 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234. Man, I love these guys. I love telling you about these guys. I know they're going to help out a lot of our listeners here when you do need them. MyAllDry.com, 864-863-1234. Big night for Clemson basketball. Number 10, BYU. That feels weird to say. BYU basketball, and Jerry, hang on to Simpson, but I promise I'm coming to you. BYU basketball, I have seen good BYU basketball teams. Danny Ainge's team was a great team back in the 80s. They made it to the Final Four. I think I'm right by saying that. In the Yes. What year was that? Anyway, they've had some good teams there. But for the most part, this is not a perennial power. In the final AP poll, they've been ranked in the top 10 in the country 3 times ever. Ever. You don't think of BYU as a national basketball power. However, that is getting to be the case now. They decided to go full NIL. They decided to go full money. And what you're talking about is now a national championship contender. They've got maybe the best freshman in the country. One of the best freshmen in the country. Let me say that. They've got balanced scoring, 4 double-digit scoring guys. On the season, their only loss was a 2-point loss to then number 3 ranked UConn. Got a nice win against Wisconsin, a 28-point win against 23rd-ranked Wisconsin. They beat Miami by 10. The rest of the schedule hadn't been great so far. They beat Villanova by 5. This would be a good test for them because I do like this Clemson team. 6:30 tonight, ESPN, 6 o'clock is the pregame show here. Also, come by 5 to 8 on Thursday to our bowl preview show, Mellow Mushroom and Clemson. Can't wait for that. Jerry is in Simpsonville. Jerry, thanks for hanging on through the break, man. How you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, Mick?
Fantastic. Good to hear from you.
Well, listen, I hope you guys had a good time up in Bryson City with the train ride and everything. That is a really, really neat deal they got up there.
Yeah, we had a great time. I appreciate you saying that. My kids Drake loved it. My little 2-year-old Isla got a little scared of what she calls ho-ho. Ho-ho kind of scared a little bit on the train there, but it was good to see the big man last night. Good to see Santa Claus.
Yeah, big man's lost a little weight. I heard you say that earlier. That's
pretty maybe
fun.
A little Ozempic for the big man there looked like. So.
Well, listen, a couple things. One, I thought your comment earlier about Notre Dame dating instead of being married to the ACC was spot on. That was a really good analogy. And the thing is, it's hard for me to feel sorry for Notre Dame with the arrogance that the higher-ups at B there exude. that think they are just larger than the sport itself. So it's hard for me to feel sorry for them at all. However, with that being said, I feel bad for Marcus Freeman, the coaches and the players, because I do think they're one of the top, certainly top five teams in the country, maybe even better than that. And they got hosed, and they got hosed because, I mean, I think teams like Tulane and Old Dominion, they should probably be in a play-in game. The winner of that then gets in the playoffs. But nevertheless, you had two spots for three teams, and the committee had an easy decision. I heard you speak about it. Yeah, they had an easy decision. The team that didn't belong was Alabama,
yeah.
And there's no question. Yeah, okay, great. You had a great win at Georgia. You also got curb stomped in the SEC championship game, and you also had one of the worst losses by any team that made the playoffs, and that was Florida State, and three losses. And the thing is, they want to talk about all the dynamics and the metrics and everything that got Alabama in. I tell you, you can take those metrics across the board, identical. You put another name beside it, like Vanderbilt,
yeah,
or somebody like that, they're not getting in. And so Notre Dame got hosed, and Alabama doesn't belong to be in there. But I will say this, you got to give the SEC conference some credit, because they absolutely, it's like fighting the family. They're going to have your back, referees and all, because if I get it, they are the best conference in football. But if you're an SEC fan or a team in there, you're blind if you don't see how they go beyond what's right to protect their own. But I hope Clemson finds their way in a conference one day that'll do that, because I don't know that the ACC has their back quite like the SEC has their team's back.
Yeah, and I get some of that. Look, Bama earns some of their reputational type stuff, but not this Bama team, Jerry. And I appreciate the phone call.
Correct.
Man. Hope you have a great day.
Hold on, Mick. Yeah, I got
sure.
one more thing,
sure.
buddy. One,
sure.
Hey, so the other thing I wanted to talk with you about, you brought up another good point. You'd like to see Garrett Riley one more year, at least one more year, without Cade Klubnik. You know, I'm kind of on the fence with that, but I see your point, and I agree, because I'm sorry, it's got to be a little bit maddening as an offensive coordinator with some of the stuff that we saw Cade do or not do or whatever goes on in that mind from the time the play is called to the play is actually executed. So it's got to be a little maddening. So in a way, I'd like to see the same thing, because I wonder if that disrupted any of his rhythm in the play calling. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, because I did think you brought up a good point about that. Now hang up, listen to that. Babe.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate the phone call. Let me touch on the Riley stuff. I don't know if Garrett Riley's a great offensive coordinator or not. I don't know, because all I've seen him is with the quarterback, and you know, the first year limited wide receivers. The third year, an offensive line that wasn't quite as good and limited as far as depth at running back. The second year, limited depth as running back. He's not been given the full deck of cards to deal with. Like all coordinators, you got to find ways around some of that. And I don't like the way he navigated some of that. With that being said, his hands were tied, and I'm not sure if he deserves a chance or not. I really don't know that. I'm not trying to play politically incorrect or correct here. I just don't know that. I'd like to see him maybe with another chance there. And we've talked about it a billion times now, but like at quarterback, it is his responsibility. Either you coach it or you allow it. But you got a quarterback that goes rogue and changes the plays to fit what he wants to do rather than what the play call is, or hands it to the wrong guy or throws it to the wrong guy, and like all of a sudden, like what? I know they're not taught to do that, but it is his responsibility. So I'm kind of torn there a little bit. On the Alabama deal, in the preseason, I told you I don't like this Alabama team. And for the first few games of the season, when they went and won in Tuscaloosa, won in Athens, I looked like I was wrong. I said I didn't like the offense. I thought Ryan Williams was overrated. Remember that? In the season, I told you Cam Coleman is better than Ryan Williams. I didn't like Simpson at quarterback. I thought the offensive line was going to be okay, and I thought they had questions on defense. And I got to tell you, man, after beating Georgia, and at one point in time, this team was, what's that, 8-1. I was like, man. Well, it proved right in the Florida State game. Like, I was right. And so I thought, oh, man, it's Bama team. Now, they went on a roll, and they beat Georgia, and they you know, beat some fairly overrated rest of the middle of the SEC there. But then you look back at what they did in the last six games of the season. Now, the two guys that I was down on, Ty Simpson from the South Carolina game on, 24-43 for 253 against South Carolina, two touchdowns, no picks. Against LSU, 21-35, 274. That's not what he did against Vanderbilt, not what he did against Georgia, not what he did against Wisconsin. In those games, Wisconsin, 382 through the air, four touchdowns and no picks. For Vanderbilt, 340, two touchdowns a pick. Against Missouri, only 200 yards, but three touchdowns, no picks. Like he was rolling against Georgia, 276, two touchdowns, no picks. In the end of the year, LSU, 21-35, 277, one touchdown, no picks, 8 yards rushing. Against Oklahoma, 28-42, 326, one touchdown, one pick, minus 9 yards rushing. Against Auburn, 19-35 for 122 yards passing. Three touchdowns, no picks, but 122. And against Georgia this past weekend, 19-39, 212, one touchdown, one pick, minus 28 yards rushing. Simpson was nowhere near the same in the second half of the season. He was who I thought he was going to be. Now, part of that is that Alabama cannot run the football. Alabama, it's hard to believe this, but Alabama can't run the football. 23 carries, 72 yards against South Carolina. In a game in which they had to escape in the last 5 minutes against a 4-8 Gamecock team. Against LSU, 26 carries, 59 yards. Against a bad 7-5 or 7-16, whatever they are, 6-whatever they are, LSU. Against Oklahoma, 33 carries, 80 yards. And a loss at home to Oklahoma. Against Auburn this past week, or 2 weeks ago now. They did rush for 158, but they had a total of 280 yards of offense. Auburn outgained them 411 to 280. The point through all this is, and then this past week against Georgia, let me quickly get this in, and I want to tell you about my friends at Ingles. Against Georgia this past week, Alabama minus 3 yards rushing on 16 carries, 209 yards of offense, 11 first down. Bama in the second half of the season, who I thought they could be the whole season. And Simpson was, and Ryan Williams was. I want to tell you about Ryan Williams after break. Hey, Ingles, love the prices, love the savings. I told you, we're in Bryson City. I got to have something. I need crab cakes. I go get crab cakes from Bryson City. I loved it. It was awesome. Love the prices, love the savings, love Ingles. Coming right, we came back through Clayton, or I came back through Clayton. Hey, Clayton, right there, Ingles, right there off the main strip. They're everywhere, and they're helping you, and you're going to love them. I love the friends, love the prices, love the savings. I will go to Ingles this weekend, and we'll get unbelievable deals there. Ingles, love the prices, love the savings, love Ingles. Final segment of the show right after this.
Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, all back and all better with Underdog. That's right, with the NBA and college hoops in full swing, I'm playing Underdog basically every night. And you can too. In fact, you should. You just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks, etc., etc. It's amazing. And if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash just by knowing ball. It's amazing how that works. And as easy as it is to play Underdog during basketball season, it's even easier to get started. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat,
Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Let me give me one little Nico check just to make sure, because this season's over. And will he go in the portal again? Is he done? Is he going to be a UCLA guy now? What are you thinking over there? Well, I think he's going to be a UCLA guy forever.
He'll probably commit to UCLA and then, you know, do some backdoor deals with some other teams to try to get more money. But
208 to 323, 1928 yards, 13 touchdowns, 7 picks. Also had 505 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. 17 touchdowns, 7 picks overall, and 2400 yards.
He was an average quarterback on an above average team with Tennessee, and now he's an average quarterback with an average team.
Yeah. Not all right, Greer Flooring Center, all of the luxury vinyls, all the hardwoods, all the carpet laminate tiles, they've got a great deal going for you now. And I don't know anything about luxury vinyl, but I can tell you that you get to click on that part of it, and they've got all of the stuff up there. And they can you can shop now, you can learn about prices, learn about installation, learn about how it all works, and just the overall product guide to luxury vinyl. And the floor visualizer, that's pretty cool technology. What you want to learn more about area rugs, more about carpets, laminates, tiles, hardwood. They do it all. Man, the tile stuff, it's pretty cool. It's like how you can create certain tiles and tile flooring. That's really cool stuff, too. We love our great friends over at Greer Flooring Center. In Greer and in Easley, get with the best in the business. Get with our great friends over at GreerFlooringCenter.com. I know nothing about flooring except for call those good folks. All right. I was right about Ryan Williams, too. I hate to toot my own horn here, but remember in the preseason I said Cam Coleman's better than Ryan Williams. Everybody's talking about Ryan Williams. Ryan Williams disappeared at the end of last year. He got out this great start, and then he just disappeared. Part of it is I don't know if he's just too small to hold up over a season. The other part of it is I don't know if he's just fully bought in. But he doesn't block and doesn't do things without the ball in his hands. And then you see what he did throughout the year. Five catches, 30 yards, no touchdowns against Florida State. He comes back a good game against Wisconsin. Five catches, 165, and 2 touchdowns. Against Georgia, 5 for 43 and no touchdowns. Let me give you the last 4 games of the year for him. LSU, 3 catches, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Oklahoma, 3 for 45, no touchdowns. Eastern Illinois, 1 catch, 25 yards, no touchdowns. Against Georgia, didn't play against Auburn. Don't know why. Against Georgia, 2 catches, 33 yards, no touchdowns. On the year, 42 catches, 631 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's it. First team All-American, preseason All-American. 642 catches, 631 yards, 4 touchdowns. In my head, I'm hearing this. Overrated. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. I mean, pretty obvious, right? Pretty obvious. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. My great friends at Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I save money. I have better rates. We love them. Love Brad. Brad's like a lot of our guys. No matter what I hear from other companies, I know I can always go back to Brad and ask a question to get it done right, get better coverage, better rates. A guy on my side that will fight for me, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. About 2 minutes apiece for final 2 phone calls. Butch, I got a couple of minutes in Fountain Inn, man. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed, my man. How you doing this morning?
Oh, so good. So good. Couldn't be better.
Good, good, good. Mickey, man, I'm kind of worried about this offensive hire. You know, I looked at his track record, too. I don't feel good about it. I really don't. That's just me. You know, because you think they might be a couple more offensive coordinators coming up for hire after the playoffs and everything's done?
I think now you got to hire running backs coach. You got to hire offensive line coach. And again, on Kendall Briles, I hear mixed things. The people that like him love him. The people that don't. And some staffs and some fan bases like him. Some don't. I think it all comes down to personnel. So to me, the most important factor of South Carolina football is going to be portal guys and NFL guys, right? If you're
O-line,
you got to go get guys O-line. In the offensive line. I don't care who O-line. You are. Right. Bill Walsh is not going to call a good O-line. Game with a bad offensive line. You're right. You're 100% right. Good stuff.
You got to go get the O-line, and he's only done one so far.
Yeah. Well,
what's
we'll
he
see.
Waiting on that? The portal?
Got to hire an offensive line coach first and see what he wants, and then go in the portal.
Okay. So now we're going to see what Kendall Brown wants.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Bryce brings along his guy. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, it gives me hope then. I still don't have a good feeling about it. I just don't really. When y'all say air raid, Carolina's never been a humongous passing team.
I think the offensive line will be the key to this upcoming football season, and we'll talk much more about that. Which I always appreciate. Buddy.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Like all coordinators, give me a good offensive line, give me some players, and I can call plays. So we'll see. We'll see what comes of that. The people that like him really like him, and the people that don't like him really don't like him. But right now, buddy, we're selling the hope business. And if I'm a Gamecock fan, I'm telling my guys, my Clemson fans at the water cooler this morning. Do we still do water coolers? I want a text change with my guys. I'm telling everybody, man, we got our guy. This is our guy, you know. But now the last guy's supposed to be the guy and the guy for that's supposed to be the guy and the guy for that's supposed to be the guy. It's funny how, like, warts show up after we fire guys. You know? 3 years ago, I hired a guy. Oh, this is going to be the guy. Oh, man, that last guy that I told you, this guy, he's not the guy. This guy's the guy. But then as soon as the guy's not the guy, you go, well, that guy had warts. I didn't like this about the guy. But this next guy, that's the guy, right? I mean, you know this, Will. You're a single man. The next date you go on, you want it to be the guy, the girl, not the guy. You want it to be the girl. You want it to be the one. Like, oh, man, we want to. You know, Clint Black sang this song years ago, saying we tell ourselves that what we find is what we're supposed to find. And we want to believe so bad. Oh, this is it. Got a date tonight, Will? Oh, man. This is the one. She's going to be awesome. And then when she doesn't turn out to be the one, you go, well, the next one's going to be the one. Right? Right? Well, you got a nightly thing there, like with all the bachelorettes across the upstate of South Carolina.
I'm not as – there's not as many people coming and going as offensive coordinators in South Carolina. How about that?
Well, that's saying a lot. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
We talked a lot about the Pop-Tart Bowl fallout today. The Pop-Tart Bowl is thinking about doing some temporary flavors for some teams at the Pop-Tart Bowl bowl game. You have the vanilla and blueberry splash for BYU.
Let's go.
You have peach honeycomb crunch for Georgia Tech. And you have sour grapes for Notre Dame.
Ah! Very good. I love it. Very, very good. That might be your best work yet. Eric Newton, when I mentioned full service real estate, I mean that if you need rental properties, if you have rental properties, you want somebody to manage it, if you're looking for someone to renovate your rental properties or looking for someone to renovate your home or your business, buying houses, selling houses, buying real estate, you're going to love Eric Newton, ericnewton.com, and what him and Jeff and some of his, Jessica, and what those good folks are doing over there. These are great folks. You're going to love dealing with Eric Newton and Clemson, ericnewton.com. My 2 minute drill, just as a quick side note away from football, Jeff Kent hit 290 in 12 of his 17 years. He didn't make an all-star team. Hit 377 home runs and 1,500 RBIs, and Jeff Stinking Kent, who never did anything in the playoffs, Jeff Stinking Kent is going to the Baseball Hall of Fame. What in the world are we doing? He hit a grand total of 9 postseason home runs. That's it. And never won anything. That's it. Let me thank Stefania Bell from ESPN, Tony Morrell, TheBigSport.com. Great job, Will, once again. Up next, to my favorite people, Hope you have a great day. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering